Chapter 2. The Growth of Commerce and Industry. In November 1840, the Queen had her first child, Victoria. She was very clever and was the Queen's favourite child. In 1841, Albert Edward, Prince of Wales, was born. Between 1840 and 1857, Victoria and Albert had 9 children, 4 sons and 5 daughters. Victoria was a strict mother. The children's food and clothing were always very simple. Victoria and Albert were devoted parents and spent a lot of time with their children. Family values and morality were very important to the royal couple. They became an example for their people. Most Victorians had large families. In the late 1800s, the average family had 5 or 6 children. Albert introduced the first Christmas tree to the royal family, since it was a German custom. Soon it was popular all over Britain. Victoria was very fond of Christmas and its traditions. The first public railway opened in 1825 and attracted a lot of attention. It was built by George Stephenson, an engineer. In 1830, the Liverpool to Manchester Railway opened and soon transported 1,200 passengers every day. With the railway, people and goods travelled cheaply and quickly. Railways spread rapidly all over England, Scotland and Wales. People started going to the seaside and seaside towns developed. By 1848, there were no more stagecoaches. Almost everyone travelled by train. In 1842, Victoria and Albert took their first train ride. The Queen liked the speed, comfort and privacy of the train. Soon the royal family travelled by Royal Train, a specially designed carriage. In 1840, the first national postal system was created and the Penny Black became the first adhesive postage stamp. Victoria's profile appeared on it. It cost only 1 penny to send a letter anywhere in Great Britain. Today, the red Victorian letterboxes are still used. Victoria had 3 royal houses, but she didn't like any of them. She wanted a private, remote family home. She and Albert bought a large estate called Osborne on the Isle of Wight. Victoria loved Osborne and was very happy there. In 1847, the royal couple bought a house in Scotland, Balmoral Castle. It was surrounded by green hills and forests. Victoria liked the fresh, clean air, and Albert liked hunting and fishing. Poverty was a big problem in 19th century Britain. Working people had a very difficult life. Adults and children worked long hours in factories in dangerous conditions. They were usually hungry and often ill. Squalid houses, unclean water and dirty streets caused many diseases. The air was full of smoke and fog. People did not live long in these conditions. People without work lived on the streets. They were beggars or thieves. Others lived in workhouses. Some Victorians tried to help the poor. Dr. Barnardo opened a home for orphans in London. Charles Dickens wrote about these social problems in his novels, for example in Oliver Twist and David Copperfield. Social reforms were seriously needed. In 1847, the 10-Hour Act limited the working day of women and children to 10 hours a day. In 1848, Parliament passed laws to make towns and cities cleaner, but progress was very slow. The middle and upper classes had clean, comfortable houses, far from the industrial centres, in green areas called suburbs. Their children received a good education. Under Victoria's reign, Britain became the richest commercial nation. It produced machines, textiles, ships, and other goods, and sold them to other countries. Albert wanted to show Britain's products, inventions, and machines to the world. He decided to open an international exhibition. For 2 years, he worked intensely on this complex project. The British began to appreciate Albert's qualities. On the 1st of May, 1851, Queen Victoria opened the Great Exhibition in the Crystal Palace in London. She called it the most beautiful spectacle ever seen. The Crystal Palace was truly a spectacle. It was made of iron and glass and was as big as 4 football fields. There were over 7,000 exhibitors from Britain and 6,000 from other countries. It was an enormous success, with over 6 million visitors in 140 days.